So and that then, like LA moment, crying on Runyon. I had just gotten fired. I was
so
working.
So you were like in the middle of Runyon crying?
Oh, of course. Mm. You haven't made it.
I see one of those
cried at Runyon.
I'm sorry to sum it up that way, but yeah, there's always, you can almost use it as directions. Dude, where are you on Runyon? Oh man, turn right at the crying girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn right at the beautiful woman who's questioning all her decisions.
Every decision she's ever made.
Yeah.
So welcome to Standby Podcast, and we have an amazing guest today.
We sure do.
In the studio. Huh?
We sure do.
Okay. Are you going to have, okay, I'm setting you so you can say something, but I guess I'll introduce it.
You guys, you're killing it. You really are.
Wow. Welcome, Jacqueline Mark Fuji, to the podcast. Oh, Caprio. Jacqueline Mark Fuji.
I think it was
Caprio.
Worth it just to Thank hear you pronounce it like
Caprio.
That.
Caprio. Mark Fuji. Mark Fuji.
Yeah.
Is that how you do it in Italian?
Are you saying Mark?
Mark Fuji?
Ma
no,
Fuji.
We'll flip the C.
Wait,
for
how do you
an
say?
F. It's M-A-R-F-U.
Mar Fuji.
G-G-I. Yeah. I love spelling it for people.
So it's Mar Fuji.
Get to say F-U to everyone.
Mar Fuji. And she's a comic, very funny comic, hilarious comic, actress, and a host for the Daily
The Hollywire.
The Hollywire.
Yeah. Very multi-talented. This is quite the...
a slasher.
It's quite the resume got.
I know. I can't believe you guys got me here.
Yeah, it was very tough. I mean, this has actually been a two-month thing. Yeah. Talking,
totally.
Yeah. Talking to your cousin slash husband.
I know.
Now, let's talk about this.
Have you been talking to her husband?
No.
No.
I am a big fan of your husband. As you know, I've known your husband for a long time because he, I don't know if you know this, but he worked on the Jim Jefferies show with me. Mm-hmm. And I've never met anybody who knows how to stir up a room of acute liberal writers quicker than Tommy Caprio.
Oh my God.
He was a master of it.
Was he?
Especially the extreme liberal, like the very triggery ones.
Oh yeah.
He would just pop by the room, you know, just lean in and go, "They should build the wall," and then walk away and just watch all these writers just freak out.
I could totally see that.
So
yeah.
That was generally Tom. We didn't even know what he did in his office.
He didn't either. I think Jim just kept him around because he liked him.
I think that's it. I think he just waited for his time and goes, "I'm going to go and annoy the writers now."
Exactly.
And pop down.
He's a shitster.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a concentration camp. Those cages on the border look like hotel rooms to me. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, "You're gonna get canceled. Stop it." No, it's a fun dynamic though. Like, he's always doing that to me, and I'm like, "Shut the fuck up."
That's good.
How did you meet him then?
I met
him. Well, they're cousins.
Yeah.
Apparently, what you said.
It's so embarrassing.
All right, so explain that.
No, like literally, the way he proposed was like, "I want to grant you the wish that you've had since you were a little girl to make you a Caprio," because that sounds so creepy saying it out loud. My family were the Marfugis, the Ferraris, the Caprios, and the Fortes. So I grew up being so jealous of my cousins who are the Caprios, because I was obsessed with like Leonardo DiCaprio and I wanted to be a Caprio.
I always
wanted to be a Caprio.
Wait, so you say your family is four of those? What do you mean?
We, you know, like you have a bunch of like names in your family. We're Italian. You get
Oh,
it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, got it. Like, okay, okay,
like,
okay.
We're a few, yeah.
Got it. But
we're not related.
But yeah, you are. Isn't he a you said.
You just said
it's like my family is a Caprio, and I'm marrying my Caprio, but we're not related. Of course, you are, but you're probably not first cousins or second cousins.
Yeah, exactly.
How many like
we probably
cousins?
Shouldn't have kids.
No, how many cousins are you? No, I think it stops
they
after the second
chin.
Cousin. It stops after the second cousin.
Does it? Is that how it works? With your family?
No, that's just a
that's
thing.
That's just a rule.
That's a thing. No,
there's a lot of Ramoses out there, though.
Right?
Yeah, like,
so it's not...
No, I've heard...
There's a lot of Caprios.
It's just the last name. There's a lot of Caprios.
Yeah.
But you're saying that's part of your family.
Yeah. There was... His mom's name is Phyllis Caprio, and I have an aunt Phyllis Caprio. So there was, like, two of those at the wedding. There was two Joe Caprios at the wedding. Like, that's...
Ah.
That's how it works.
So what's it like? What is this like? Is this like good, like Goodfellas? Like so, this
sounds
is
like it.
This is Caprio, and this is Caprio. This is Joey, and this is Joey, and this is Uncle Joey, and this is Uncle Joey, and this is Uncle Joey.
Goodfellas.
I love a Goodfellas reference. Right? Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, no, I mean that's where I get my Italian culture
because of Jim Jeffries, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a friend of mine was going.
Was it a family reunion?
It was a family reunion. Yeah. The Jeffries really fit in.
He's your cousin. You guys are cousins.
Special episode.
I never should have told you this.
You shouldn't have.
Yeah, he met backstage. He was with Jim at like a taping of something, and my best friend met Tommy and was like, "Are you related to Jacqueline Marfuji?" And he was like, "No." And then she showed me his Instagram, or showed him my Instagram, and then he slid in.
Well, he lied.
Wait a minute. She was recruiting. She went to the show and was recruiting for you?
Oh my God, that's what good friends do. Yeah. JJ.
Holy cow.
Called Girl Code.
Yeah.
Wow. Why don't you Girl Code for me?
He's never
done any road work for me.
No.
I've never had a call for
I haven't met a girl.
I'm here. I'm out in the field. I found one for you, Jay.
Well, I haven't. That's the thing. I haven't found anybody that goes like, oh, this one will go with JJ. No.
So
I haven't.
Selfish.
The reason is I haven't found any of your family. I haven't met any of your family. So when I meet one of your cousins,
thanks,
then I'd be like, hey, JJ.
He knows my taste.
This is it.
I want a distinct chance.
If I hear another Y-head, then I'd be like, oh, here. You should meet this other Y-head.
Thanks, man. Let me know.
You might hit it Av.
He says hi, by the way.
Oh, excellent.
Jack, and Kelly were recording their podcast, The Unsolicited Podcast, when I left. So.
Oh, right on.
Nice. What a plug.
There's a crew. See, that's what... So in their office at the Jim Jeffries show, that's they used to be recording that podcast.
Yeah. Like,
What's that podcast?
It's called The Unsolicited Podcast.
But I'm just saying that office that he had, fully stocked with a great bar. It was a great office.
It was great.
Down the hall from our writer's room. But you would have thought that when you pop in on him, there would be some sort of Jim Jeffries show thing going on in his office. But it was always something else. He was always...
He's a really hard worker.
I don't know if I'm getting him in trouble here.
No, I think you are. I mean, you're basically saying he's like, he was stirring up the writer's room and he wasn't working. I mean,
maybe it's because he had all his work done. Is that what we're supposed to say?
He comes in early, gets all his shit done, and then he
gives it to the writers.
Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. So that's cool. Congrats on your marriage. Oh, that's cool. And then is he also, because you're originally from New Jersey,
yeah,
right?
We're Jersey kids.
He's also from the Jersey Shore?
Yeah, but we met out here, obviously.
But he's also from Jersey. Well, of course, yeah, you guys are family, so it's like, obviously. So you grew up in New Jersey. Did you ever wanted to be in the arts? Since you were growing up, yeah.
Are you kidding me? I wanted to be a pop star.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh.
Like what? Like Britney Spears?
100%. I was on Becoming Britney on MTV.
Ah.
Are you
were?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Was that your first TV break?
Probably. It was so long ago that wasn't even a credit.
Wow.
What was the
It was
premise
one of those
of the
things.
Show?
Do you remember like Making the Band?
Yeah.
Like those shows on MTV. So like during that time, I was living outside of New York City. And I would like take the train in and wait in like an 8-hour line.
For TRL?
To get my
Total
shot.
Request Live for those young people.
Yeah. Oh my God, did I just age myself?
Yeah.
And is this that show where like they follow you for the first 10 minutes while everybody's guessing who you're going to be?
Yes.
And they're like, oh, she seems like she's going to be.
Thank you.
Christina Aguilera or whatever. Yeah. And then you have the big reveal.
And then, you do your thing. And I just never had the abs for it. So that's why I do stand up. I just do like Britney impressions in my stand up.
Okay,
and that was in New York. So from Jersey, that's not a big stretch. But how quickly did you move out to LA once you had that bug?
How come you didn't move to New York?
I was doing like off Broadway in New York, guys. I know.
So basically, so
that's
Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, I was doing that.
It's like next to your house.
You were in your hometown. Wow. I was doing off Broadway, and I was taking acting classes at Studio Dante, which was Michael Imperioli's like acting studio.
Oh, from The Sopranos, one of my favorite show ever, one of the best shows ever. I've watched it so many times, and I love it.
I love that for you. They were my acting teachers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I went there. Like, I got in the last season of The Sopranos.
You got in?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Well, no, not the TV show, although my mom tells everyone I played Meadow Soprano's friend.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Which one? The one that comes back and then she's like a doctor now?
Yeah, that one. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, they were my acting teachers, and it was actually really cool because they were filming the last season of while they were all teaching us.
So who else was in the...
So it was Michael Imperioli, who played Christopher, and then Vince Curatola, who played Johnny Sachs. He was the New York mob
really?
Boss.
Oh, he's also was a teacher?
Yeah,
oh,
he's cool. Incredible. He still teaches.
What do they teach you? Like, just to do the, do the smell the fart?
No, they...
Smell the fart and...
No,
they're good actors.
They're legit.
They don't even talk like that. I mean, even James Gandolfini, they never talk like
that.
Oh, my
gosh.
He was like a... He was not at all like a mobster or anything. He was very like artsy and all this stuff. So
He was a theater guy.
Yeah, was a theater guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to hang out with him actually on my birthday the year before he passed.
Wow.
Yeah, because we were doing... I was playing Tina in Tony and Tina's Wedding in Atlantic City.
Wow.
And they were doing all these shows at like the casinos in Atlantic City, and I was in their class, so like we'd meet up after. And,
that's
hang
awesome.
Out. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to like smoke cigars with them.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Steve Sciarippa, he loves apple martinis.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like you were already living the high life. Why would you come out here?
I never
sunshine?
Should have come to Los Angeles. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I was like killing it, doing great. Johnny Sachs wanted to hook me up with his agent. What? Like, it was
and
awesome.
Then you, so why made you move the first time to LA?
One of the girls I did theater with in college, her parents owned a place in Manhattan Beach, which if you don't know Los Angeles, you're like,
you think
that's Hollywood.
Like, right. Yeah.
So we moved to this like $300 a month apartment in Manhattan Beach that I still like couldn't make work.
The amount of people that come to town, and I'm sure this happens to you all the time too, when you get friends and they're all like, I'm here, I'm in LA, let's hang out. And then you find out where they are.
I'm not visiting you. Yeah,
you made
not.
It to California.
Yeah.
You didn't quite make to Hollywood.
Yeah, LA is so spread out. Yeah, like if people go like, well, I'm staying in Newport Beach. I'm like, yeah, that's 2 hours from here.
It's like Arizona.
With traffic. Yeah,
we might as well
not...
wait till I come to your neighborhood.
Oh my God.
We're never going to see each other.
Or like I have friends that have moved to San Diego.
Like, it's over.
They're
dead.
Won't come up here.
They're dead to me.
Like, I love you. Yeah. We'll say like happy birthday once a year.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not going down there unless I have a comedy show.
Of course.
Yeah.
Or something that makes sense. What? So then did you have like an agent here when you moved here or something?
No.
So the teacher offered you an agent and you were like,
yeah, I like left it all in New York.
Wow.
Like it was, I almost feel like I like moved out here to actually like start. I never wanted to do stand up, but to like get like my voice and like do stand up and eventually meet Tommy Caprio.
If you haven't moved here, you would have met him.
Yeah.
The way you say his name too, Tommy, you must really enjoy that at home.
Really?
To meet Tommy Caprio. Do you
refer to him all the time with his last name?
Tommy Caprio, yeah.
Wow.
You never know what a woman's gonna be attracted to.
There's so many Tommies in her family. She's like, it's gotta be Tommy Caprio. Because there's Tommy from Fuji, Tommy Ferrari.
Yeah,
Mom, I found one.
I know. My parents were like, "You sure you're not marrying him just because you like his last name, right?"
Yeah.
Like, no.
But he's not DiCaprio.
No, he's not.
So he's not related to Leo.
Unfortunately, not. Mm. It's okay. Yeah. We'll make it. Don't worry.
So, did you always wanted to marry an Italian guy from Jersey?
No, I just think it was meant to be. I feel like I dated a lot of like opposites of that until Tommy.
Like from like Italians from New York. hey,
right, it's a different breed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, what's the difference?
No.
And I'm really asking not to be funny. I'm just asking what would the difference between an Italian from Jersey or Italian descendant from New York?
I feel like a New York, like I picture a New York Italian to just be a little more like intense. If that makes sense. Like, just a little, like, if you grew up in Brooklyn, I personally feel like you're a harder, like, Italian than, like, a Jersey Shore boy.
Okay.
You know, like, picture that, Dyke. I don't know.
Well, the Jersey Shore is from like the from all I know is from the MTV
yeah,
show,
and
that's not a
ask.
Good. That's not a good like.
Yeah, this might be a stupid question, but like, are they all like promotion? That in the Jersey Shore,
yeah.
Or did they find those? Like,
this is like this stereotypical, right?
That crew,
or
that's
are they
not...
like that?
They definitely were like that. I feel like more in the '80s. Like I've seen videos. I don't know. I was like. One, but I feel like that was definitely that typical type. I sometimes feature for Mike Marino, and he sent mm-hmm. me a bunch of videos of him like at the Jersey Shore, and it is like that.
Oh, wow.
And now, you know what? It is like that now, oh. And I love it. I'm here for it.
It is like that. Okay.
Yes. Really?
All right.
Yes. Holidays in the Jersey Shore. Like, who oh do God. Tourists come to the Jersey Shore, or is it mostly people from New Jersey
mostly
who are
people
like
from New Jersey
getting to the Jersey
oh, really?
Shore? Right.
Or,
okay.
Like, where do you vacation?
Is that where you like, vacation when you're for with your family and stuff when you were
no,
growing up?
No, like that's the weird thing. So I grew up in Princeton, which is like.
Where Princeton is.
Princeton University. Like, it was okay. So waspy. Like, I did not grow up around, like, Jersey Shore people at all. And we would go to, like, North Carolina, like, the Outer Banks to vacation.
Yeah.
Or, like, Martha's Vineyard mm-hmm. or stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
We didn't really go to the Jersey Shore. Yeah. But right. Now we do.
Now you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a thing.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
What do you
in
do?
In the Jersey Shore.
God.
Like,
because
I want to see if I go, you know.
Are you going to travel to the Jersey Shore soon?
I mean, if I get there, I want to know what I'm supposed to do.
I mean, you have to, like, eat. Like, that's, like, the number one thing you do. You
okay.
eat.
Oh, okay.
What do you eat? What's food?
Is oh, it, my, I picture pizza. It as being fairground food.
Fairground?
Am I
like, fair?
Do
like
I have the wrong impression
no,
of what
don't.
The Jersey
no,
Shore is?
No, you're picturing, like,
is.
A boardwalk
yeah,
with,
like
carnival
boardwalk.
Games.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm...
But it's
okay.
All of that food is so good. Like,
but
first
of all. Isn't it, like, that really? Fry food and like that
I mean it's a lot of that but like
the,
it's good
like the stuff that you buy in Disney
yeah
isn't that what
I feel like
right?
I'm an alien
that's what I'm being
yeah no it's a
and
lot of that
and it's good
yes I'm telling you like the pizza the slices are like this big and they're legit there's nothing like it out
really?
Here in Los Angeles
better than New York pizza
no
oh, okay. She's gonna say.
No, okay, I love New York. I have like a soft spot for New York. I love New York so much.
Okay.
I can't wait. I'm going in like a week or
that's the New Jersey
weeks.
Slogan, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
New Jersey, we're no New York.
We're not New York. Oh, but, God. They're never going to let me back in Jersey. And
but
okay.
We're here.
Wow. So that's cool. So that's your first move to LA to pursue acting.
Yeah.
But you never wanted to do stand-up, you said.
I never wanted to do stand-up.
Until
and
you
then
moved there.
I moved here. And I remember I had like... Did you guys ever have like an LA moment? I've had like 18 of them where I'm like crying on Runyon and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna leave. I hate this.
I had that. I had that half hour ago.
Oh yeah.
Is that why you were late?
Yeah. I was crying and I needed to dry my tears.
Exactly. Yes.
I don't have that feeling while I'm here so much, but when I'm away, like I was in Britain for a month and I was going, oh, why aren't I based back here again? And
yeah.
Like, you know, and then I go to Canada. I went to Canada in the summer last year and I was like, oh, it's so gorgeous in the summer.
That's not, but I don't
and
think
my
you're.
My family had to remind me that it's not like that all year round. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Los Angeles.
Wait, well, I think we're, I'm confused at what you're talking about because what was the LA moment? What did you try to say?
Well, no, like wanting to leave. Like,
yeah.
Why?
Oh, wanted to leave.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought, I got it wrong. I thought the like LA moment was more like, oh, I'm here, but I want to book something or
I
want to get a job.
No,
oh, so your LA
like,
moment
no.
means
yeah.
that you want to leave?
Yeah, like
well, then
things
I haven't
are working
had
that. Out. Like, no, I'm familiar.
No, I mean, I have.
No, I love it. I'm killing it here.
No. I have things haven't worked out. Feelings, but not like I'm going back to DC.
Right.
I haven't had that.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
No. I haven't had that. I'm
yeah.
like, I'll stay here. Fuck it.
Yeah. And you don't even feel that way when you are in DC.
Oh no. Then I go like, oh yeah. Then I go like, now I know why it always reaffirms like, oh yeah, that's why I moved.
Oh, that's
LA.
Why you
okay.
left.
Well, that's really good then. That's okay. Great.
Well, I always had that problem though because New York was like right there and like
well,
you
but
could
that's
do
different.
Stuff.
New York is yeah.
And so like right for literally the past 15 years, I was always like, should I go back? Should I stay? And stand up's taken me back east a lot. Thank God. Like I feel like I almost booked
and
more shows there.
Yeah, I mean New York is the best place to be to do stand up.
Yeah.
I mean in terms of you can do more quality and quantity of shows.
Did you start there or were you or was it just becoming Britney was there and then you started here?
I started here. So. And that then, like LA moment, crying on Runyon. I had just gotten fired. I was
so
working.
So you were like in the middle of Runyon crying?
Oh, of course. Haven't made it.
I see one of those cried at Brandon. I'm sorry to sum it up that way, but yeah, there's always, you can almost use it as directions. Dude, where are you on Runyon? Oh man, turn right at the crying girl. Turn right at the beautiful woman who's questioning all her decisions.
Every decision she's ever made. It was like one of those days. I was living in my first Hollywood apartment with like three other girls. It was roach infested. I had just gotten fired. I'd never been fired from a job before.
What would you get fired from?
I was working at La Scala, which is this like famous restaurant on Cannon. They make the chopped salad. Awesome. Okay. Whatever. The worst job ever. And I love it there though. I still go. But I was supposed to work in the morning and I went to like, I think it was like Mario Lopez's birthday party.
Oh.
You know, you never, like one of those.
And hey, one thing, if you ever want to move to LA, one thing that you always have to remember, if you want to make it in this town, is that you fucking don't forget Mario Lopez's birthday, man. Because one thing that he rules, because if you've ever been to stay in a hotel.
If you don't top up his drinks, you're fucking out of here.
You're out. Yeah. Yeah. So we like.
Was Zach Morris there?
We no. What the hell? Were you a Zach Morris or an AC Slater guy?
Yeah, I was a Zach Morris guy.
I'm shocked you said that.
Why?
I feel like you would like see yourself in like AC.
No, I never like. I mean,
you were,
I never
like, not into it.
Because to me, I was like, he was like the, especially in the beginning, like the asshole kind of like wanted to like, be, you know, like hit.
It was a bully
Zach.
Jock.
Not a joke, but he was like, and then he wanted to.
He wasn't funny.
Yeah, I like Zach. I mean, I like Zach. I mean, his character was like the cool guy, you know, like the guy who was cool, you know. So, yeah, I like more Zach. And plus, I like Kelly Kapowski.
Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly. Kelly was my crush.
Right.
My really? Kid crush. Yeah, she was hot.
She was so hot. In my younger days, people used to tell me I looked like her.
Yeah, you do have a thin. Yeah. I could see. Kelly. I could see it.
I'll take it.
For sure.
I've been her for Halloween. It was.
Oh, yeah? I could see
it. Cute.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really good.
I'm so excited.
No, that's Jesse Spano. Jesus.
But they were in the video.
You're right. Okay. So.
Don't question
Mario.
Me.
Going over my head
Saved
now.
By
and
the
I,
Bell.
And I watched.
JJ,
I, watched,
watched
I definitely
watched,
watched Saved
it?
By the Bell, but I'm not catching some of the. I didn't catch I, the.
Was,
I'm so
he
excited.
He was watching The Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, that's what
that's
you're
what
watching?
They do in Canada.
Or two.
Yeah, of course.
You did?
And Anne of Green Gables. That's what we grow up on.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, you must have had the Disney Channel. I remember that was on the Disney Channel.
We did not have... In Canada?
Oh, that's true.
We didn't have
here
a...
Here it was.
Disney
they
Channel.
Wouldn't let us watch it.
Disney was just a fiction of most of our imaginations.
Yeah.
So you were at Mario Lopez's birthday.
Was that his birthday? Then we went back to like... I think it was like the Girls Gone Wild guy, Joe Francis's house.
Jeez.
And it was like Christina... He wasn't there. Christina Aguilera was like renting it from him. And it was a whole like after party thing. And all I remember from the night... We have all these weird pictures we took like...
Of course,
the it was just
wait. So all your so your he has pictures of you like
no,
that
no no
guy?
We were fully clothed in the shower.
Oh,
let's
God,
not.
God,
he's probably been canceled
fully
enough.
Clothed in the
we
shower.
It was like a bunch of girls. All being right. Like, oh my God, we're in Christina's house taking pictures.
I think
but he
a
was
lot of men.
Stupid.
I think a lot of men would still accept that.
Yeah, like,
they're gonna be in the shower.
Yeah,
but they'll still have some clothes on.
They
good.
Were
I'll,
yeah,
I'll,
yeah, it doesn't matter. Guys don't care.
Yeah. Anyway, I slept through my shift. Got fired. Walked to Runyon, was crying, and then growing up, actually, Dane Cook was like my favorite comic, and I had never met him or seen him, and he ended up like walking by me at Runyon, and I was
really?
Like, it's a sign.
And did he lean over and go, don't give up on your dream? And then walk away?
No, he went like, so,
Yeah, do it. Give
you
us
know what
it.
It's like
come
when
on.
You're on Runyon and you always have to pass that crying girl on Runyon? And you're like, why are you crying? I'm like, I know why she's crying. All her dreams are shattered. But you're like, don't cry. And then you just get away as quick as you can.
And then you walk into a woofer, a subwoofer. Oh,
and then
God.
You're like, that's the sign.
That well, that happened. And then literally the next day, I had sent
what,
out.
Did he say hi to you?
No, he did absolutely nothing.
Oh,
but
just,
it was what? Just, it was like.
So you but you sure it was Dane Cook?
It yes, it was Dane.
It wasn't somebody else. Okay.
It's your fault, Dane.
It's his fault. I'm still here. No. And then the next day, I had applied that day to a job on Craigslist, and it didn't say where it was. And then the next day, I got a call to go to the Laugh Factory and work there. And so that was kind of
wait,
like my
the
first.
Wait, the Laugh Factory was hiring in Craigslist?
They were hiring on Craigslist.
Because I'm just like, what a risk. I'm sorry. Can we go back to the sentence where you said, I applied for the thing over Craigslist, and what I didn't and it? I didn't know all, what to expect or what.
First of all, what category was this?
Holy, of taking a risk with your life or
I
what?
Need
I
just rock I need bottom.
Something. I need something. This obscure thing that has no details on it on Craigslist.
Well, so what was the application for?
To be a cocktail server.
Oh, okay.
Which I
but they didn't mention Laugh Factory.
Not yeah, they didn't mention Laugh Factory because at that time I feel like that's how you kind of like found jobs in LA. This was over like
what
a decade
wrong
ago.
Wrong with the Laugh Factory?
Yeah. I know, right?
Wow. Yeah,
but that's where I like that was the best training ground to learn about stand up.
Yeah, yeah, that's
true. You were inside a comedy club every single night.
I work here too as a door guy,
it's
door
like,
person.
And I didn't realize it. Even at that point, I didn't want to do it. Dated a few comics, but definitely was like,
oh, so when you were working, you didn't want to do it?
No,
you
I
were
didn't.
You
but
were
just
wanted...
loved it. I loved stand-up. Like, even when I was little, like, I used to watch, like, Don Rickles, like, his videos. And when my grandma was going through, like, cancer stuff, the only thing that would make her happy is Robin Williams tapes. Like, so right. I always grew up, like, loving it, but never in a million years thought I would do it. And then... as like a bucket list thing, it was probably a few years after I stopped working at the Laugh Factory. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just take a class. And then.
Oh, you took a class?
I took a class.
With who?
It was Pretty Funny Women. How every girl got started in this town.
I don't know. Is that a guy? You know, sorry.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No. It's
so
like
who
a
taught
whole
that class?
Lisa Sunstedt.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And it's fun to ask this too. The comics who you dated, are they still in the game?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I kind of like it. Because we have on who was like, it was Madison Sinclair, wasn't it? She started dating a guy and then surpassed him quickly.
Oh, I think.
There's been a couple.
Oh, really?
We've had a couple of guests
who
have started in it. It wasn't just Madison, but somebody else too mentioned that they started dating somebody who was an aspiring comic and then they weren't as interested in it, but quickly surpassed the other guy.
Funny.
Well, she dated Don Rickles. So.
No, I love Mindy, his daughter. No, one of the comics, I went on a few dates. We weren't like super serious or anything, was Sebastian. And,
oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's a good
funny
one.
He was great. And it made sense. That was probably like the first like Italian type guy that I like
went out
with.
Oh, but he's a Chicago
with,
Italian.
But it's different.
Is that different?
It's different.
Well, he was a little more deep dish.
Exactly.
Ba-dum-bum. And like Tommy's whole family like loves, like everyone loves him. My family does.
His
mom, the first time I met her, was like, why didn't you go with Sebastian?
All right.
Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, yeah, it wasn't really a choice.
Easy, mom. It's
It's
not all about fame.
Well, I mean, I was.
Wait,
like,
your mom said that? Or her? His
Tommy's
mom.
Mom.
Oh, Tommy's mom.
Yeah,
Tommy's
and now mom. It's like a joke. Like, you should have.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh, wait a minute. That's even funnier.
I know.
Wait, so
you're the one who ended the relationship with Sebastian?
No, I was like 25. I wasn't doing stand up. And I feel like the last night we were supposed to like meet up, I was at this nightclub called My House. And I think it was like Ahmed and him. Like, they all had a table. I was drunk.
Yeah,
and, like, I was just like,
got it.
Doing the, and then it kind of, but I feel like his good luck Chuck because he started dating his now wife right after me.
Oh, really? Was
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. I feel that way.
Well, in that case, congratulations on getting married because I've always felt like a good luck Chuck myself.
Really?
You know, I often.
Well,
date,
speaking of good luck Chuck, wasn't that a Dane Cook movie?
Indeed it was. Yeah, it was. But
exactly.
You connect stuff.
But this is the thing. A lot of my exes are all.
Wait, so they break up with you and then they get married right away?
Well, let's not label it as they break up with me. You're getting kind of cold hearted here next to me.
Well, I'm assuming
when
that's what
we
happens.
Break up.
You're breaking up.
When we break up, it means you got broken up. That's not
you're
true.
Trying
it,
to
it
nice.
Happens, it does happen
nice.
Both ways.
No, it doesn't.
It most. What are you talking about?
Most of the time is somebody that, and then they're
when we
like,
broke
they want to
up,
save face, so they go like, yeah, we did it together, but yeah.
Well, okay. Well, that's incorrect. That's entirely incorrect.
But
basically, like a lot of the girls who, I break up with them then. No, but either way, when the relationship dissolves, they usually get married on their next.
That's bad.
I'm gonna send all my single friends to you.
Pregnant. Jesus.
Yeah.
So you're like the last, you're like Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, last crazy shit before I actually settle down.
I am a great gateway boyfriend.
JJ Vegas.
Super fun. Ed Byrne, the Irish comedian, loves, we were talking about this on a podcast at the Edinburgh Festival about how I'm always the gateway boyfriend.
Wow.
So you'll have a really good time with me that? And you'll meet your husband after you date.
How do we break that? Do you want to get married?
Do you enjoy
that? Not currently.
Not right now.
Oh, that's why. Well, yeah.
Well, that could be why. Yeah.
I'm currently.
Well, no shit. They're breaking up with you and marrying the next guy.
I'm too busy being the gateway guy. I have a lot of responsibility, Jacqueline.
I was rooting for you, JJ.
I have a lot of responsibility.
No.
Somebody's got to fill my
you know,
role.
And you know, he dated Amy Schumer.
I did not know that.
No, I'm kidding.
That is not. I don't know where he's getting this stuff. I think it's next time.
So many questions.
Yeah, apparently she dumped me as well,
did
she?
Well, and then she got married.
Yeah, then she got married.
Yeah, that's what I was.
That guy in Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. That's where your mind went? Yeah. You're like, who can I think of that's married? Amy Schumer.
And somebody that's big, you know, like Sebastian. So.
I feel like it's kind of weird, though, being like a comic and being married. Like, I hang out with a bunch of like single female comics, and it's so funny, like, the way. Just when they like walk into a room and like other male comics are around, like react to them and relate to them, it's just so different. And it makes me,
what do you mean?
I miss that time, like when you're like just starting out and you're young and you're just like, whatever. Like, I like want to go home and like be with my husband now. Yeah, like, I want to like be in and out.
Yeah.
I've realized like it's definitely like a different game. It's made me actually have to step up my game and like be even funnier, because it's not like, you know, when you start out, you kind of get spots because guys think they have a chance and you walk that fine line. And now it's just like, oh, no, you just
I have no idea what you mean.
That's how you got past here, right?
No. I have no idea what you mean about getting spots because guys want to be there.
Yeah, that doesn't happen at all.
I've never gotten free meals. I've never gotten people to buy me drinks.
Been booked by any female promoters who want you to show up early for the gig?
No, the only one was a female promoter that she told me, because it was a bringer show, and I didn't bring anybody because I didn't know anybody. Yeah. And she's like, you're never going to work this town again.
No.
And I was like, okay. I was like, first of all, who says that?
I thought you were going to
like, that's like, so like 1950.
People are never going to work in this town
again. I thought you were going to go in a different direction there, too. Yeah. I thought you were going to be like, it's okay you didn't bring anybody.
No.
You can make up for it ways. Just come home with me.
That's what I mean. I never had any of it. So.
Yes.
So now I understand.
It's different. It's weird. I don't know. I feel like someone's like mom when I walk in. Like, everyone's just so polite and just like, all right, hey.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's, it makes it harder to like hang out and like stay out late and like do all that, though. It's definitely like a different vibe.
Yeah. I mean, I know that too. It's like, I mean, it's hard to. Well, I mean, I think also things change too, you know? Like, when you're younger, you kind of do more of the / party stuff. And then, you know, but now you're like, well, now I just want to work.
It does. It still happens.
That's
though.
It. I don't need to like party anymore because I already did it. You know?
It is still happening though, doesn't it? Like the creepy promoters and stuff that hasn't gone away.
Not to me anymore.
Even with the social evolution that's been happening on the in the world in the last few years, there's still
definitely. I think it's a fine line you have to like walk, where you have to be like friendly and cordial, but just that's it.
Yeah. Why don't you come to mine and have dinner with me before the gig? No, I would just like the gig, please.
Can we just do the job? Yeah. No, it's different, but it's cool. I have also realized doing like married material at certain like bar shows and like WeHo that like they're not really here for it.
Yeah.
Well, but like in other places, like people could totally relate, of course. Like,
right.
It's just, it's interesting. It's like a newer like landscape.
Yeah.
You have to do like a reverse. It's like the reverse wolf call. Like the way comics can do material about being single.
Yeah.
Because they can hope to meet somebody afterwards. You literally have to do material about being married so that people will stay the fuck away. Right.
No, yeah, kind of. But I also, like, I'm like, can I play with your Hinge? Like, I want to play with people's dating apps. I'm like, I miss you.
Oh, I like that. I find that fun.
Right?
Oh, I thought, all right. We got something to do after the podcast. I'll let you rifle through.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
God, I'm so flippant with Los Angeles women.
You really are.
Well, I have to say that. I didn't know what you were saying when you say, can I play with your Hinge? I was like, what the fuck? I was like,
casual sex, eh?
I thought it was like, what's Hinge? Is that a new word for dick?
Oh my God.
But no, Hinge is an app.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Yeah. He's all so right. Pretty. Have you ever been on a dating app?
I was on Tinder, yeah.
You were on Tinder?
I mean, yeah, I was on Tinder, and then that's it. Yeah.
I didn't. That's all you needed.
No, that's, yeah. I mean, I was. That the whole app thing was to me much more of a game than anything else. I basically went out with like two people and like that I actually met. Everything else was just like playing, like, you know, it's like you play to see how many people can, you know, can you reject. That's pretty much
Instagram
it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like king and queen. You're like, die. Live.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. That's what every app is.
I think there's a little bit.
But some people do meet each other. I mean, there's some people that do actually have a relationship.
Oh, yeah. No.
It can work. But you're right. There is a bit of a paralysis of choice, though. You have so much.
It's like too overwhelming.
Yeah, and also it's like, oh, I'm going to meet this person. I got to do all this shit. I got to go out. And I'm like, nah.
I'll just sit here.
I'll just go
to the comedy store.
Yeah.
I 100% agree, too, because you need that meet cute. That initial meeting, that energizes you to have a date. Whereas when you're meeting
like
people via
person,
an app,
you're like, oh.
It's just not, it's hard to
which,
feel
by the way,
energy.
How'd you guys meet again?
Slid into my DMs.
Oh, so he did.
He slid in.
Wow.
Oh, Caprio, you dirty dog.
Can I guess the first thing that he said? Hey, cuz. No?
Are we related?
He said that? He said, nah.
That was good. That was easy.
Are you aware? I'm sure he's probably told you that when we needed a graphic of an Italian on the Jim Jefferies show, we used to go. And maybe that's why he was in the office. He's just waiting for the photo op. Because once every four shows or something, we were like, oh, we need a crazy Italian doing this. For some sort of mock-up graphic,
and that would be Tommy,
and it was always your husband that would do it. We would get him to.
Oh, cool. So proud of
that role.
And then you moved here. You started doing. You took that class.
Yeah.
And then how long was that class for?
A few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. And then you started doing just
and
open
I just
mics.
Started doing. You know, like that. You have like a showcase, and then I just got asked to do a bunch of stuff.
Nice.
And, you know, I've taken time off like here and there. I feel like the pandemic really put a wrench in it, and I'm finally like starting to like get my footing again. Mm-hmm. I felt like right before everything shut down, I was doing a lot of shows, more on the East Coast, but I was doing theaters and I did Sopranos Con. I opened up for a cannoli eating competition.
Oh wow.
Oh wow. That's
nice.
Unique.
Lot. No, but it was cool. My old podcast, What's Your Jersey? Like I had a booth, like it was fun.
Nice.
And yeah, I was just doing a lot more stuff and like getting like to do more spots, and then everything like kind of shut down, and I feel like
when you started doing stand up stuff like that, did you had to travel internationally or mostly here to do stand-up? You did?
One of my absolute favorite times doing stand up, we did the military tour. I did the
The
Armed Forces Entertainment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did one of those.
You did?
Yeah. I did the Afghanistan one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, which was like, I thought everybody was like in Japan and Europe, and I'm like Afghanistan and Korea. I was like, oh man. Like, it was cool, but it was like, I didn't get to.
That's like the Lord's work.
Yeah, that's like right really there. Working. It wasn't like vacation. Mm. Like you had to be on base all the time.
We kind of had both. Like ours, we started in Spain. So we did a few all over Spain, and then we did Portugal, Egypt, Jordan, and Turkey.
Nice.
And like some places we were staying in like 5-star resorts, and then others we were staying in like army barracks on the base.
Yeah.
Like it was crazy.
That's
so much
cool.
Crazy stuff happened.
Any of those destinations that you liked the best?
I loved Sevilla.
Okay.
Because I felt like it was like a city, but like beautiful. Mm-hmm. It had just like flamenco dancers and wine. Our biggest joke with me, I love red wine.
Yeah.
And like the first place we went to in Spain, like you don't order red wine at like a dive bar.
No.
In like Rota, yeah. Spain. And Jill Kimmel was on the trip with me, and Johnny Cardinale and Nick Novicki. And it was just, it was so funny because everywhere we went, they'd be like, Jacqueline, taste the wine. And I'd be like, no, it's spoiled. And like, it was never good enough. So by the time we got to Sevilla, that was like the first place that had good red wine. So I was like, I'll stay here for the rest of the trip. Egypt was really cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I almost got captured on a camel in the middle of the desert.
And that's cool?
Yeah.
Wow. How did you
get captured? Like the threat of violence?
They tried to like kind of like extort me, or it was just like we had a whole day. And Egypt, like everywhere you went, you had a different type of security. Like Egypt, we had like an armored like vehicle for us. We had guards and like a tour guide. And we went and rode camels. And Jill and I went out together. And my camel was Casanova. And hers was Mickey Mouse. And her guide, like, brought her back. And, like, everyone else's guides brought them back. And my guy was like, let me take some more pictures of you.
Oh,
I should just never let people take pictures of me. Oh. And I was like, okay. And guys, granted, I have some pretty sick pictures of me and pyramids and a camel. And then he wouldn't take me back to the group until I gave him more money. Yeah.
So he extorted
me. I fell for it.
Yeah, that was an old trick.
And then, but he felt so bad. So I told, like, once we got back,
you
back
still
to
made
the group,
him feel bad. Such a Jacqueline Marfuji move.
I know, right?
You can get my money, but I'm going to hurt your soul.
I'm going to let that marinate.
All the way back to town on a camel. You're going to fucking regret milking me.
He ended up having to ride a camel. So we left there. We climbed the tallest pyramid in Egypt. And then we went to the Sphinx. And I had told our like tour guide guy what had happened. And so apparently the tour guide guy told the like owner of the camel riding thing. And we're standing at the Sphinx. And all of a sudden I see the guy who tried to like capture me in the desert, like walking up with our tour guide. And he came to apologize to me in person and give me my money back.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
I know.
And you got your money back?
And I got my money back and really cute pictures. Oh, nice. I probably should have tipped him at that point.
Yeah.
Wow, you really know how to reach into a man's soul. Holy
cow. Rip it out.
Holy cow. The guy thought he was onto something 2 hours earlier. 2 hours later, he's like, please forgive me. And he's giving everything back to you.
Nice.
Wow, moves, man.
Right?
It's Jersey right there.
Yeah.
It's Jersey in Egypt.
Well, I really want to ask you about, so you mentioned all the stand-up and then it dried up because of the that thing that hit us, the COVID thing.
Right.
And we all started doing stuff. We started doing our podcast during COVID. So, and that long list of things that, you, that you're up to on HollyWire?
Yes.
HollyWire. Did all that start during the pandemic? Was that you reaching out, trying to find...
Trying to figure it out. Yeah. I started, I also, to add to the list, I teach classes and do all these like workout videos for this thing called Plyo Jam. So
you were actually extremely busy during the pandemic.
That's the thing. I was trying to think back. Like I was teaching a lot at home, which was really cool because we got, our outreach was huge. Like we were teaching people all over the world because of Zoom. But yeah, I was like waking up and teaching and I don't know, just doing Zoom shows, which wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of stopped doing those.
Yeah.
Really soon. And yeah, I was doing that. I felt like during the pandemic, I was working. I started like doing influencer stuff, like hiring influencers for companies, you know, to do like promotional stuff. I started working for Flying Meatballs. I got to do a bunch of promos for them. So I did a bunch of like cooking tutorials.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say too.
Oh my God.
The
that's
way you
so
said
good.
That, like, it was like, we should know.
I know.
And
like,
I'm like, I don't know.
Like, it's a network. Yeah. You're like,
oh,
is it Barstool?
Flying Meatballs. So jealous.
What's Flying Meatballs?
Yeah, what the hell's Flying Meatballs?
I mean, besides the name, which is Flying Meatballs, what is this, a show, a podcast?
No,
a band?
Food. It's food. So we started.
It's food.
It's like frozen meatballs that get like flown out all over the country. Like you can order them.
Oh, so
I was doing like a bunch of like cooking promos and like ads and stuff like that.
For
so,
them.
Yeah, I felt like Tommy and I kind of fell into the content creator mode. Like we got equipment. We started working for this other company called Azuna and like doing like ads and basically like my income turned into like just doing ads and stuff and creating little sketches. And then I've worked for a while for the Game Show Network. So I was like recruiting for them also.
Jeez, you've been friggin' busy.
I know.
It's a lot of.
Yeah, I feel
a
lot like, of... it's a lot, but all I really want to do is just be on a sitcom.
Game show network.
Isn't that sad?
Fine. Meatballs.
I mean, yeah.
Do they even have sitcoms anymore? I feel like those are dead.
I think there's. I saw there's a pilot about flying meatballs.
Yeah, no, I have a pilot called Meatball Salad. No, no.
We got a very,
shopping it around.
It's
someone
a very
stole it.
Meatball theme.
So what? Okay, so let's see if we can guess what this
what
Meatball Salad is about. Like, what's the log line?
I think it's going to be based on her life.
But what is it? Like, what's the actual premise? What do you think of Meatball Salad?
Young lady in new town imports family dining culture.
No, okay.
He has read it.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah. Kind of. That's like
she's new in town. She loses her job. This isn't the one line. This isn't the log line. But this is
she's new
in town. She doesn't. She's crying on Runyon because she gets rejected as an actress and has to start a restaurant business. Well, based around meatballs.
That's pretty good.
You know,
is that it?
Dining on the run.
That's not it, but kind of. It actually takes place in Alaska.
Alaska.
Okay. Not here.
So she's a glamorous LA transplant to Alaska.
Jersey transplant to Alaska.
Glamorous Jersey? Sorry, that seems like a... glamorous Jersey transplant to Alaska.
Yes. It's a lot.
Who needs to make ends meet by introducing the cuisine of Jersey
to
Alaska.
That everyone needs.
It's called Alaska Shore.
Yes. You guys can star in it.
Hey, where does it sound?
And the logo, the emblem for her meatball business is a moose doing this with its hooves.
Its hooves are just Italian hands. Oh, wow.
Is that it?
I'm going to give you a writing credit for that.
I'm in. I can't wait to hash this one out.
Yeah, and it takes place in 2007. It's fun, which is like hard, interesting to write.
It takes place in 2007. What's the poignancy of, is it just pre-Obama?
Yeah.
Is it just, are we just
Yeah, why 2007?
Because we need like an early aughts TV show, like an early 2000s TV show.
Okay.
You know, isn't that sad that we're old enough now where that's like almost like vintage?
Yeah.
Think about like all the music. Like I live for early 2000s, just rap. Like I think Ludacris is a national treasure.
Ludacris.
I missed that time.
What else? What other was there music? Was there in the 2000s?
The boy bands, the NSYNC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, NSYNC. Backstreet. Yeah.
98
Britney.
Degrees.
Bowling for Soup.
P. Diddy. Oh, yeah. Look at you.
That's true.
You give it up for the new key?
We did that. I was Justine Marino's backup dancer for the goddamn comedy jam. We did Nookie, and we did all the original choreography. It was epic.
Nice.
Yeah,
wow.
It was fun. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, in terms of, so why Alaska?
Is there a little bit of an attraction to Alaska?
No. I'm giving away the whole story.
You're just trying to think of where all the criminals
are?
Because she's from Jersey, right? So get this. This is what else will be happening. So she's from Jersey, but because she's somehow found her way to Alaska, because all these other like mobsters and stuff that are in the witness protection program, they'll be hiding out in Alaska.
Yeah,
so while she's delivering her flying meatballs, she's occasionally discovering.
So is this basically the sequel to Goodfellas when he's like, and I'm a schmuck. Boom. Meatball salad. Yeah, it's Roy Liotta, like what happens after.
I play his daughter. That's it.
Oh, yeah, you're the daughter. All right.
You watch that. Wow, what a callback to Goodfellas. That's how you started.
And that was all improv, my friend.
I love it.
But that's cool. And then I want to go back to early, Jersey.
2007.
No. Yeah, 2007. With your family, you said you traveled as Martha's Vineyards and all that stuff. I mean, do you have siblings?
I do. I have a brother. He's younger. He used to live out here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's pretty cool. He left home when he was, I think, a freshman in high school. He was a really good soccer player. So he played for, the U.S. Olympic team.
Oh, wow.
He went to, that Bolitari Academy.
Yeah, Bolitari. But for tennis?
They had soccer and tennis. I know. Watching King Richard, I was like, yeah, that's where Phil went.
Well, yeah.
And then he played over in Europe.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah. So we, I'm definitely.
What's his name?
His name's Phil Marfuji.
Phil Marfuji.
Yeah. But then he was out here after he played for like the New England Revolution. And
nice.
He was coaching soccer out here. So, yeah.
Wow. So he's still here?
No, he ended up moving back to Jersey now. He does something else. But yeah, he actually, the most like Hollywood thing
Wait, what you've had, the way you said he does something else, it feels like you don't care.
He joined the family business.
Yeah, he went into
we
the
don't
family
talk
business.
About
that. Yeah.
No,
yeah, he's like, yeah. And now he's delivering packages.
He works in recycling. Yeah. No questions.
No. What does he do now?
He works for this like app that connects college players with like high school coaches.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
Like he still is in like the sports arena.
Yeah.
It's just
nice
behind the scenes. Yeah. But one of the like I actually thought of this when I came here to talk about travel things. Yeah. One of his like last gigs here, he did the soccer choreography for that show Yellow Jackets.
Oh yeah.
On Showtime.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he had like he called me one day and he was like, "We need some like actress girls that could maybe play soccer." So like I sent like Courtney Shuerman and a few like comedians. Yeah. And so like you can see them like playing on the field.
Oh, so they
yeah.
Oh,
I couldn't do it, but yeah. So that was
you
like
You did it too?
No, I didn't. I think I was teaching.
I've always been curious about that when you have a sports show like that.
So
you have to choreograph.
Yeah.
That must take a lot of work.
Yeah.
Choreographing because
you have to choreograph everything.
Because the kicks have to be extremely accurate. So it's not just the movement of the players and like, we'll CGI the ball afterwards.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's got to be, that must take a lot
of
takes.
They were like really playing soccer. You know, and like they had to learn like formations. And I mean, I wish he was here to talk about it.
Yeah.
But even some of the girls I sent to him were like actual athletes and like they watch it and they're like, that's wrong. That never would happen.
Yeah.
But I thought they did a great job.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, that show changed actually the way I packed for traveling.
Okay. And why is that? Because
she assumes there's always going to be a crash.
Yeah. Like, always,
so
like,
she's really minimalist.
Like,
that show changed what I feel about travel.
I was like, what can I put in my carry on that I could like live off of?
So what do you do now?
Yeah. I always have like an extra outfit in my carry on, like the good drugs. I don't do drugs. But like the good.
You can't just say it and be like, oh, I don't
pills.
Do
I bring the good drug that I don't do. It's just in case
it's
anybody
for everyone
needs them.
Else on the plane. You know, like I just make sure I have snacks. I love like having snacks and being
What's
ready
your snacks?
And everything. Oh, my snacks. Welch's fruit snacks. Those are
a lot of sugar on those.
I know. Those are like.
Well, but you're surviving.
It's
you're
like
surviving.
Than,
this is for survival.
This is for survival.
All right, got it.
And they're like
it.
Naturally fruit. No, they're not.
That,
no,
they're
yeah.
It's like eating an apple.
But I mean, I get
not.
It if it's for survival.
It's for survival.
You know, that's the only way I would eat that shit for survival.
An apple.
What else?
Welch's fruit snacks. I love a cool ranch Dorito. They're like kryptonite. Right.
So basically, your plan to survival is
junk food.
Is junk food, an extra set of clothes, and drugs,
and like mini wine bottles.
A mini wine, I mean,
she doesn't have to worry about that much because they'll be in the crashed plane.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
She's the first one.
You just want to use that so when you're about the crash,
that's
when,
it.
When you're going
it
down. Okay, that makes sense because I thought you were going to be like, I'm bringing like one of those like astronaut foods. It lasts longer. Like that water, you know, like earthquake shit.
You would think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll throw a protein bar in there. I'm not a monster.
Okay.
Jesus.
And nothing Italian. You're not going to bring a little prosciutto in there or something?
No, that is one thing I have respect for.
Okay.
You don't want sweaty prosciutto opening up in the plane three hours
That's why
in.
I asked. I wanted to test you.
That is a big no-no.
Testing.
She wants sweaty, sugary fruit snacks.
Yes. They're kid friendly.
Wow. And then you know, speaking of, so that's your thing. Now you travel like that. And then,
I try to bring a lot.
Do you bring anything that's like sentimental value or superstitions, you know, that you'd be like, well, you know.
Oh my God. I have a bracelet that it was my grandma Jerry's bracelet, and I had never met her. She passed before I was born. Mm-hmm. I look like her. I'm supposedly a lot like her, and someone gave it to me at a comedy show, actually. And
Wait, someone approached you on a comedy show? That was really good.
Also, I have your grandmother's bracelet.
I used to date your grandma. No.
What's going on? Every time you like you start a story, so I was like, oh yeah, so I met, by the way, he's my cousin. Anyways, so my grandma, who I never met, somebody gave her a bracelet. I was like, what? Like,
it's, so I always...
It's just like, what?
A family...
Comedy shows must be really exciting for you. You just don't know what's going to happen.
I never know. It's like I'm Chris Rock.
Wow. So wait, what happened?
So I this bracelet I now like wear everywhere with me. So I always bring that.
But wait, who gave?
I don't have it on right now.
Yeah, of course.
No, I learned my lesson.
No. So wait, but I don't. I still understand. Who gave you the bracelet?
Yeah. A family member that like I
that
had not
came to a show.
Seen. She came to a show out here. Like I probably have met her like twice in my life, and after the show, she gave me this bracelet. And now,
like, how do you know it's your grandma's? She could be lying.
In
or
my
that
head,
person.
It is. Like, give me
if
this.
If she is,
Francisco.
Who cares? The story's good. Yeah. Like, really if cute. the story makes you feel that way.
So that I always bring with that. Me until I was at El Compadre on Sunday for a friend's birthday.
It's a restaurant here, a Mexican restaurant in Sunset Boulevard. LA, and
people know. And we were about to leave, and all of a sudden, this guy just picks up a bracelet off the ground, and it was my grandma Jerry's bracelet. And I was about to walk out of that place without the bracelet. And so now I'm like, I can't wear it.
So why was it on the floor?
I think the clasp is a little loose. I bought him like all these shots. I was like, what can I give you? Let's go to the ATM. I'll give you money.
And you know who that guy was? You know who that guy was? The same guy that in Egypt. That tried.
he's been trying to get back in for ages. You affected him that much.
He was like, "Hello, Jacqueline."
Yeah, hey, Jacqueline. Remember when I tried to kidnap you?
We'll have to have Tommy Caprio on the show, he can explain what's it called? This magical connection.
This whole connection. Yeah. He would be a great guest.
The Kavorka. The Kavorka that Jacqueline has over the men.
And just quickly, do you have any superstitions that you do when you travel or that you go like, you know, or even when you do stand up, do you wear something or do you do something that you're like, I'm going to, you know.
The stand up, this was more for theater. I would always like look up before like going on, like when you're standing in the wings and just say like, can you look after me, Grandma Jerry? Like that's like one.
Okay.
Okay.
Not like super funny or anything, but that's one where I'm always like, you got me, right?
Yeah.
And like,
it doesn't have to be funny. That's just like, that's like athletes too. You know how athletes are always doing when they get to the batter's box or whatever, and they're always looking up. So that's interesting. Cause I've never talked to above or anything before I.
No. Sometimes I do like with my dad. I go like, you know, like something, you know, anything that comes up. But like, you know, I think about him or something.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to do something or.
Right.
You know, so yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I'm not like a big, like, I don't normally pray. But that's one where.
Wait, you're done? Wait, you're like. From Jersey.
That's terrible.
Italian. Watch your mouth.
No, I pray. I pray all the time. I promise. God.
And that does kind of say that before every gig, you need some alone space just for a couple minutes, don't
100%.
You? Like, so you can't. So you very much can't. I don't know if you're like this either. Or like, you can't just be chatting and hanging out with people and then go, oh, you're on, and then go straight on. You need to.
Well, for acting is different. For stand up, I don't do that anymore. I just go up. I mean, unless it's like I'm going to shoot a special or something, you know.
Yeah.
But I think for acting, I get it more because acting, you know, you do have to get into the scene or whatever. So you do need like some, you can't just be like, and then just go, you know.
Yeah, you need to be centered.
I feel like with stand up, though, like, obviously I do just like go up, but I think my sets are always better if I like take a moment beforehand to like really just like center myself. Or I do listen to like Jay-Z or for some reason, like Jay-Z. Ludicrous, like Jay-Z. Rap.
Oh yeah, you there listening to some battle rap?
Yeah, like, yeah.
What music from Jay-Z? What songs from Jay-Z?
I like older. I guess it's older now. That's really sad. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Everything's older now.
The allow me to reintroduce myself. Okay. My name is Hope. That like era, Jay-Z.
Yeah. Okay.
But also, I mean, I loved his stuff with Kanye. Like, yeah. I went to a bunch of the Watch the Throne shows. I did a parody music video. We did Bitches in WeHo. Yeah, that's like my karaoke like secret weapon.
Really?
Like, is rapping Jay-Z.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fun. It's okay. Cool. Yeah. Nice. Either Jay-Z or Britney. I'm still waiting for the collab. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
No, where can we see this being Britney, by the way?
I don't even think it's
so on YouTube?
Long ago. I've looked for it on YouTube. I can't find it.
They don't
it.
Have it?
No.
Oh, really? Interesting.
I know. It's sad.
Because it'd be fun to watch that.
I know. It'd be really... I was like, probably... I had so much confidence, but I was probably like 20 pounds heavier. I had bleached blonde hair, bleached eyebrows. Like, it was not a cute
time. How old
for me.
Were you at that time?
I think I was 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what was the show again? You're somebody that wanted to become a Britney's
double?
Yeah, it was
like one of those, like, yeah.
It like, was like, a, I think it was, they had it in Britain, it was called Stars in Their Eyes.
Okay.
And yeah. And so I can tell the theme of it. They were really big in the 90s. These shows were really big in the 90s and 2000s. And it was basically like you get to lip sync to your favorite celebrity. Or something. Okay. Tonight, I'm going to be. And then you just pick your favorite star. Yeah. So she was being Britney.
Yeah.
Got it.
It was fun.
So I thought it wasn't like a thing like weeks and weeks like
cool.
that. Okay.
No.
Oh, yeah. She didn't have to go to like training camp.
No, I didn't like, make it that far.
Learn the choreography.
For some reason, I'm thinking like 16 and pregnant. That's why I was thinking.
You made a hell of a leap.
I don't know.
That's how you be Britney.
So I was like, so what's the show?
No, that's
Jamie
Lynn.
You become
JJ.
Britney.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was like, what's the show? You become Britney and you're pregnant? Like,
oh my God.
You've added a lot of layers.
I mean, that could be her show now. Britney is pregnant right now.
Yeah, that's true. Free Britney.
Yes, free Britney.
She's free.
I'm doing a Britney show at the Improv on June 10th. Eric Hahn. Host these shows.
So what
have you guys done it yet?
No.
Nobody. They're fun.
I don't think I've ever done any Britney theme.
It's not a Britney.
I'm open to it.
No. What do you have to do?
This Friday, it's Madonna. I went to the Aretha Franklin one. Like, he does Prince. Like, every month is a different artist, and the comics have to, like, I don't think you have to do your set about that person, but people usually do, and then you sing a song. From that person.
Okay.
Oh, you have to sing a song?
Yeah.
Sounds like goddamn comedy jam.
Kind of, but this is more like
But you sing it with like you, your voice? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah, so right now I'm deciding what I'm going to do.
Wow, okay.
That. I know.
And you're doing which one? The Britney one?
He asked me to do the Britney Spears show. So.
Nice.
Wow. So are you a trained singer or is this just self-taught?
I mean,
You have a good voice.
I've done musical theater. Like, I'm a mezzo soprano. Yeah. I can...
You're a soprano.
You just the fact that you just listed what you are makes me go, all right, she must
she
be pretty
talking.
Good. Like,
I thought she said she was mezzo soprano, but
oh God, I wish.
Yeah.
So I can carry a tune.
Oh, that's good.
I feel like so many comics can,
as
we've seen in goddamn comedy.
I can carry. Too. I can follow the. I have a good ear, but my voice sucks.
But your voice sucks.
Yeah, and I know that.
That's good.
That's because you have a good ear. I have a bad ear, and my voice sucks. Somehow, I still know it, even though I'm
so like every time I go,
deaf.
Like, yeah, I know. I wish I would love to sing. People go, I would love to like have a, but I don't have a voice. My dad used to have a great voice, but like I don't.
That's tough. I've always wanted to know if Jim like sings like musical show tunes with you guys.
He sings.
Show
tunes. He loves like Broadway.
Well, he's all right. Trained in musical theory, sang opera and everything. It's
oh, that's
a
right.
Crazy
remember
thing
he,
to
in
find
a,
out
a,
about him when
right?
in the podcast that you're gonna see on if you go check out our live podcast. He mentions that he trained with Hugh Jackman's teacher, right?
Yeah, same school.
Same school. Yeah, the same teacher.
Well, yeah, same teachers at the same school. Yeah.
Hey, now.
So that's he's got a big.
I trained with the Sopranos. He trained with.
I mean,
the greatest showman.
Yeah, I can share that with both you guys. Like in his early days in stand up in the UK, he used to do a lot of musical themed comedy.
Really?
He used to do stuff about boy bands and their smoke machines. He would do the smoke, and then he would do the singing and everything. And you could women
liked it.
They liked it.
Yeah.
I could
especially in that
watch
era.
Him, and as soon as he started going, and then the boy band goes, I don't know, or whatever. And I just, you could feel women go, oh my.
Oh, hey, now.
This gruff Aussie can sing. So, yeah it was, he was definitely you know, you can tell he's a trained singer.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard him sing.
It's a weird skill to hold on to. It's like one of these days they should throw him on Masked Singer or something like that. And everybody would be blown away when they reveal this.
Oh my God, that would be
what
so
you
cool.
think of as a beer drinking, smoking comedian. Yeah. And
I'm trying to lean into more like singing, and I do like so much physical comedy. I mean, I grew up a trained dancer. Like that was always my number one thing. Right. But I always, when I started out doing stand up, shied away from it. Mm-hmm. I felt like, oh, you're not supposed to sing.
So
you're not
didn't
supposed to do that.
Incorporate any of that into
anything
your earlier stand up.
No.
Right.
Which is why I've sucked for so long.
I didn't do it. I decided
instead
if I'm going to
embracing
I love
stuff.
A challenge.
That's great. I'm going to go into this really intimidating skill and I'm not going to bring any of
anything.
The things I'm good at.
And now I'm just starting to be like, you know what? Fuck it. People
embrace
are bringing
yourself.
Guitars on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, these extra skills are all handy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Now it's time.
You have to embrace yourself. You
know, actually, like, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, we learned a lot. I'd love to see any of the, you know, footage from the, any.
Anything
well, actually,
I've done?
She actually did help me to dance when we did that
oh
dance thing.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. She,
what's this
she choreographed
be about?
Me some.
Yeah, was that the funny dance show?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We were on the same. Like, we did the same show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, this is juicy. What's going on here?
No, it's a show that a dancing show. Yeah.
You had to do fun.
Because I can dance.
You can dance.
I mean, salsa merengue, yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, like, he just tossed out those terms. You know he can dance.
No, that's, I know. Like, I mean, no, because I can't say, like, I'm not, like, I can, like, do the other stuff. You
yeah.
know?
I would. Right. I helped them choreograph a few things for that.
Oh, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Groovy.
Yeah, I know, guys.
Well,
thrilling.
I'm lacking in all of those skills.
Well, we learned a lot today, so nice. Thank you for coming to the show.
Yeah, tons of fun.
I think where can people and that Egypt guy find you online if you want to share?
Oh,
Egypt man.
Actually, you can find me at Jacqueline Marfugi, just JACLYNMARFUGGI on like all social media. But I also just started a new podcast, and Francisco is episode 2, so you can find it. It's called Where Should We Eat?
Yeah.
And the answer is always Jersey Shore.
Yeah. The best fairground food in the land, apparently.
I was like,
what about this Michelin star now? Yep. You got to go to the bar walk.
Oh, I love a Michelin star, too. Okay. I have many wrecks. You have to have me back on for all the like Michelin star places I recommend.
No, it's great. And then, definitely follow Jack. And then you have any shows coming up or anything like that or anything that people
I have stuff coming up in Jersey. I was supposed to do shows and they were just postponed. So I'm waiting on the new dates. And I have the Hollywood Improv coming up. And everything's on social media.
Awesome.
Yeah. Everybody, look her up. She's got a great profile going. We have a final question that we love to ask our guests as well. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, we've already heard a lot of your tips anyway. We know you're packing fruit snacks. But do you have a piece of travel advice that you love to impart onto people?
I would. I feel like I have so many tips for traveling.
You can say several.
One of the things, this has to do with eating.
Okay.
I would say don't be as ambitious as you think you should be. When it comes to like eating other like cuisines or cultures food, I've gotten food poisoning a lot. And sometimes if it looks gross, it probably will taste gross.
Right. Okay.
You know, like it's, and that could ruin your trip.
And that also applies to humans.
It looks gross. Stay away from it.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like I always say I'll try anything twice. Like sometimes it's like, I don't know about this. And then the second time it's like a definite, like, not for me.
Okay.
I don't go for that.
Is there a quick example that you can give there?
Like in Egypt, I remember.
Man, Egypt really got you.
It really got me. I still loved it.
What'd you eat?
We went to a place and I thought I ordered chicken and it literally looked like they just pounded a camel's head on a plate. And I was like,
Well, do you know that that's the chicken of Egypt?
Right. So I would say that's the
chicken
good
of
one.
Egypt.
And always.
Tuna's the chicken of the sea.
Yeah.
And camel head.
The chicken of Egypt. Oh, man. And then always pack way lighter than you think you should just because you always wear half.
The same thing.
Yeah. Can I just say, Dan Bacchanal, I think, said, you can get it there. You can buy it there. So just relax.
Yeah, if you need something, yeah.
But I just wanted to say about that food, the food thing is, it's quite funny that you're the first guest who's, a lot of guests have said, you know, don't be afraid to stretch your comfort zone.
No.
Don't be afraid to go outside your comfort zone. You, Jacqueline, are the first one to go, hey, don't be afraid to stay within your comfort zone. It's okay. You don't have to take
stay
too many
in your
chances.
Lane.
Yeah.
Well, I think we talked about it online. Like, I've had where I've tried stuff and then there's no bathrooms around and you're like shitting your pants.
Yeah.
Or like, I just like, no, your boundaries.
Yeah. No,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shitting your pants.
Yeah. Just don't shit your pants.
It's the drinking of Egypt.
Like, it keeps
well,
you
no,
skinny,
she didn't,
though.
She didn't do that in Egypt. No. She just almost got kidnapped. That's it.
And always, I feel like going to the airport, I always try to like look my best for some reason.
I like that.
You know, like I...
Back in the day, it was somebody would dress up. Now people just like...
Yeah. Hobos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I always feel like if I like look presentable, like it's just, it's everyone's more at ease. Like I just feel like better. And then you land in a place and you could just... go. You can go to dinner. You could go do whatever.
You're ready to go.
You're ready to go. Like, that's something I always think paparazzi is going to be waiting for me. They haven't been yet.
Okay. I'm 100% into that, too. I just, and I can't stand people who are wearing shorts on planes. I don't, not a fan.
Or
a
flip flop.
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, no. I don't understand.
Can we just do a little bit of a dress?
Yeah, you don't have to wear a suit, but like, at least take a shower. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, shorts on a plane? Like, no. Like, you don't know what's on the seats.
They always end up next to me and they're rubbing their hairy bits against my, even though I'm fully clothed.
Yeah.
It's just, it's uncomfy.
No, that's not good.
It should be an airline that has like a dress code. You know what I mean?
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And say you could get a discount for dressing.
Yeah,
dress
get a
enough.
Discount. Yeah, that'd be great.
There
imagine everybody's dressed
free
nice.
Free champagne.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a traumatic experience when I flew. I had to my wedding and had to like have my wedding dress. Oh, yeah. Make sure you take your time because I just tried to check all this stuff and like we ended up paying like double for everything.
Yeah.
So then Tommy made me wait in this very long line and we almost like missed our flight because he wanted to get like a refund. And then by the time we were like at security going through the checkpoint, they took my dress from me and they were like carrying it around the airport. Jeez. And so just picture me just crying hysterically. And this is like mid pandemic.
Is this like Runyon crying?
This was bigger. Yeah. Like I was like inconsolable.
Dane Cook in your plane?
Dane Cook was the one carrying my dress around and I was like, monster. No, so it was fine. It ended up being fine.
We
got the dress there.
Was in Italy?
No.
To the old country?
We're planning the honeymoon to the old country right now. The wedding was in Jersey, so kind of the old country.
Okay. Yeah.
So like the same. Yeah.
It was. I saw some pictures. It really looked really cool, though.
It was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, they look really cool.
Yeah.
So congrats.
This has been our New Jersey episode.
I know.
Yeah,
I feel
this
bad.
Is very
Jesus
Christ. I didn't want to.
Like, we get it.
I didn't want to concentrate on that, but you kept bringing, you kept pulling us back in.
Yeah, wow, it brings
sorry.
That New Jersey vibe.
Should I be a tour guide in New Jersey? Is that my calling?
I mean,
maybe that's the log line for your Alaska show. You can take the girl out of Jersey.
But
you can't take the Jersey out of these Alaskan flying meatballs.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for coming. I really appreciate it. We had a really great time. Please check out Jacqueline Marfuji Caprio.
Ooh, you did it.
Yeah.
You know, check her out online and also follow us. Remember to subscribe to the podcast as usual. You know, if you have any comments or questions, please send us, anything on the DM. Slide to our DMs like Tommy did.
And remember, if you're out for a hike and you see a girl crying, be kind to her because she's just had her dreams crushed and she's probably going to be really successful soon.
The more you know.